the Friday Finance Focus with attorney Clark Miller.
Hello, I'm Salinas Bankruptcy Lawyer Clark Miller with your Friday financial tip. Something to help you stay on the path to financial success and stay out of those financial traps. I'm the only bankruptcy lawyer you'll ever hear with advice about how to avoid filing for bankruptcy. In my show here on KRML, I provided many tips designed to help you develop power over your finances. This power is what will motivate you to develop the good habits that'll keep you out of debt problems. And remember, do not be discouraged by small steps. With most of my tips, you'll see results in a week or two. Just stay on track. Here's some financial power tips for today. First, as I've said many times, in my bankruptcy practice, I often see clients who simply don't know where all their money goes. But getting present to your finances is a huge step toward getting control of them. Print out your bank records for the last 2 or 3 months and actually sort out by category what you've been spending. And if you've been taking my advice, you haven't been relying on credit cards, so this is your actual money we're talking about. At this point, you're not making changes, you're just learning where the money goes. Second, map out all your credit cards. In one place, list them by name and account number with balances, interest rates, minimum payments, and due dates. Keep this list handy for easy updating. And once you've got your actual debts mapped out, use them to design a debt snowball. Everyone needs a plan to help them get out of debt, so sit down and plot out what debts you're going to pay off and in what order. Simply formulating a plan goes a long way towards bringing that plan into action. And paying off debts early is one of the surest ways to put money in your pocket over the long run. And to see that debt snowball really shrink, create a visual reminder of your debt. Basically, just make a giant progress bar that starts with the present balance for each credit card and then ends with zero. Each time you pay down the card a little bit, fill in a little bit more on the progress bar. Keep this reminder in a place where you'll see it often and keep filling it in regularly. It keeps our eyes on the prize and leads you straight to debt freedom. And to get those payments made, utilize online bill pay with your bank account. This low-cost feature serves three purposes. First, it keeps you in much closer contact with your money, since you can keep a close eye on your bank balance and be in less danger of overdrafts. Second, it gives you a perfect payment record. And third, it avoids those late fees, which can be budget killers. Try it out. Bill pay is easy. And another money savings tip, always ask for fees to be waived. Anytime you signed up or extend a service of any kind where there are sign-up fees, ask them to be waived. Be cheerful and positive. Let them know you really want to be a customer and that you're simply making a request. You'll be amazed how often your request will be granted. Finally for today, don't beat yourself up when you make a mistake. Even if you've made 10 good choices, it's easy to beat yourself up and feel like a failure over one bad choice. But if you make a mistake and realize it, think about why you realized it now instead of then and try to apply the lesson you've learned later on. The memory of that mistake can end up being very valuable indeed. Folks, gaining power over your finances is a series of these small steps. And those first small steps can lead to a feeling of hopelessness, a feeling like the problem is so big that nothing can be done. And because we can't solve the whole problem at once, we often discourage ourselves from even trying. I'm here to encourage you to take those small steps and to create those good habits and make changes in your life. And you'll actually see results in a week or two. Those small steps are what leads to financial power rather than having to file bankruptcy. My financial tips are all about gaining that power over your finances. For additional tips and for answers to other financial questions, access my website, clarkmiller.com, where you can explore my full library of Friday Financial Focus shows, or call me for a free consultation in Salinas, 424-1764, that's 424-1764. I'm hoping you're not in big financial trouble, but if you are, I'm the man to see. Your first consultation is always free. Every Friday here on Radio KRML in the 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. hours, I'll be bringing you more tips to help you avoid money problems and achieve power over your finances. I'm Salinas Bankruptcy Lawyer Clark Miller. Now, go have a great day.
Listen each week for the Friday Finance Focus with attorney Clark Miller, right here on KRML.